you give them special time because they feel so connected that they want to show you their yucky feelings. So, again, I would love to share one of my favorite anecdotes about special time. And it's the same kid I was just describing before. And it happened during a spring day after a very heavy rainfall. So she was 3.5 at this time. And I picked her up from school on a Tuesday. It was at 1 p.m. And I said, sweetie, what do you want to do for special time? And she just immediately knew what she wanted to do. She wanted to put her boots on, rain boots, and go to explore and jump in a massive puddle that formed by her school in a field. It was, like, really massive. It was, like, knee-high for her height. So I set the timer, and I said, sure, sweetie, have 10 minutes, and showed all my delight as she slowly walked into the deep puddle. And the water was very, very clear and warm, so it was no big deal for me. And she wanted to she said, Mommy, come with me. But I was actually wearing my regular shoes, so I said, no, I can't, sweetie, but I'm right here cheering for you. I'm going to be as close as I can. And then she was like, look at me, of course. Look at me, Mommy, she said. Take a video of me jumping. So, okay, I grabbed my phone to start recording her. And because I was focusing on the smartphone, I didn't notice, and I took a step forward. And, of course, I just got surprised by the feeling of wet socks and shoes. I was like, oops, and she started giggling. And I said, oh, well. I guess we can both jump now. My feet were wet. So we just were jumping, splashing, like, just delighted by each other's presence in that middle of the field. And it was really surprising and really fun. Like, I would have never done that before if it weren't for her. And some special times are very quiet and passive, and some are adventurous and funny. But this particular one was just awesome. So the timer went off, and she happily just held my hand to go back to the car, like no upset about that. And the rest of the day, when we would talk about our little adventure, and I was commenting on how great of an idea she had, I just could see a spark in her eye as if she were saying, I can't believe you did that, Mommy, but was it that, Mommy, you were there for me?